Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio 670, The Score as advertised. Ron does indeed turn up. God bless you. And it is a special edition of the show. We are broadcasting live from the Blue Cross Blue Shield Performance Studio, Blue Cross Blue Shield of Illinois through it all. Also, Nuts on Clark has done an amazing job. Now they're making, did you see this? Like popcorn balls where you roll them up with marshmallow and candy and such.
Those are awesome.
What the heck is that? I am now covered in butter.
I am
so embarrassed because I'm like, I'm going to have to hose down the butter for the rest of
the
show.
Apologies to your arteries.
Yeah, that's great.
Mitch, is there a shower around close by?
Is there a doctor in the house?
That was fun.
No, that was great, David. Well done.
Very good. I was nervous for you, though, David. Going up against Nuts on Clark and you're making homemade popcorn is like going in a home run hitting contest against Babe Ruth.
Yes.
I'm like, ooh, that's pushing your luck, buddy. I was nervous for you, but it turned out okay.
A little bit of pressure there. Yes, I likened it to taking batting practice with you in the cage, watching and being able to critique every little thing about my swing. But yeah, that was a lot of fun, and they did a great job setting that up in there. So and Rich Wyatt got me hooked up, so that was fun.
Yeah, it was good, great. Good segment. Way to go, Rich. Good
so, job. Ron, obviously, you heard Tommy Hotovy. You were here when the Cubs pitching coach was here. Today is a fun day because it's Cubs versus White Sox, and there's always that kind of element for the fans. I think today is extra special and feels bigger almost from a Cub perspective because of the Chicago debut of Cade Horton. First start. We saw him in New York. He really looked the part. But this is a young man who is making his debut in at Wrigley Field, and I think it's – you tell me if it's an exaggeration. The biggest debut for a Cubs rookie since Mark Pryor because of the way they drafted him, developed him, and now are going to be relying on him.
I would say you could make that case. There's no doubt. There were a few others. For a pitcher, there's no doubt. For the pitching side, there's absolutely no doubt. And it's going to be fun for him and his family and everybody that's going to come to Wrigley today. As we all know, this, you know, throw the records, you can crumble them out, throw them out. Wrigley Field's going to be rocking on the south side. When we go over there, the place is packed and it's rocking. So it's just fun. I love this series for that reason alone. But then you throw Cade in there, and that's going to be very good. He's a really nice young guy with a great arm. And, you know, it's his time now, right? It's his time. He's done what you're supposed to do. to warrant, okay, it's, you know, he hasn't been in the minor leagues very long, but when you do what you're supposed to do, exactly what they're asking, now you get your turn. And he threw the ball well in his first outing. He got through the nerves in the first inning. I thought that was good. He gave up a three-run homer. And then the next hitter, he pounded the strike zone, which to me, those are all good signs. I was good.
Right.
You got to see all that. And we saw it in his first,
Mully,
first
outing. Mully cringed when I said that.
I just hope he doesn't strike out 20, David. That's
There's that. I'm staying away from those questions, Mike.
I didn't cringe. I was just like, wow. You know, we're really getting
ahead of the Cubs really haven't drafted and developed pitchers to the extent that they have position players. You talk about debuts. Now, Chris Bryant's had a lot of fanfare.
Yep.
Look at even Anthony Rizzo. I can remember when he brought up. Now, it was a different because they didn't draft him and develop him. But when you're talking about prospects who came into the Cubs system, he was seventh overall in the 2022 draft. Worked his way up through the system, and now here he is in a major league uniform. This is as big as it gets.
Yeah, I would agree. Don't you think?
Honestly, I think the Chris Bryant, that I will never forget that because the Cubs were awful. And people watched him in the minor leagues for a year. And you'd come into work and be like, hit a home run. And you'd be sitting there while people were watching all of this video of him. So when he came up, it was like extraordinary. It was like a different otherworldly type of deal. I'm not saying that this is – you're wrong in terms of a pitcher. But I don't know that anything will ever touch the Chris Bryant thing just because of how much suffering you had to go through to get to that point.
I think that's probably fair because you waited for him and the Cubs were in a different place then than they are now. And I almost wondered, Kuma, in your mind, does that put more or less pressure on Cade Horton because they're a team that going – look, Cade Horton's going to add a lot to the Cubs, I think,
correct,
this season. But
no doubt.
Even if he doesn't, they're going to be in contention.
Yep.
So it's not like it's on him to keep the Cubs in contention. He could be – the kind of guy who has the kind of season that puts them over the top, perhaps. But let's not go there too far because that's probably putting too many unrealistic expectations on a young man. But I do think he is capable of being a contributor to a team that wins the division.
I would agree to that statement, absolutely. The other thing, if I were to, you know, give that fatherly advice from a guy that played years ago, I would say don't read anything. Don't read all the hype. Don't read it.
Right.
The good, the bad, the indifferent. Just don't read it at all. You go home and have a great outing, just go home. You have a bad outing, just go. You know what you did. Either one way or the other. Just play baseball. Go out there, do your job, show up every day, be a good teammate, do the best you can do when you show up that day, and play. And I think, you know, that to me, when you're a guy of that magnitude that the whole city is looking at every time he does something, the more you read, the harder it is. I would give that same advice right now to Pete Armstrong. I would say, just play. Go out there. Come to the park every day, same time. Put your uniform on the same time. Go play the game the same way. Go home at night. Don't watch. Don't read. Let's just play.
I would give that advice to Moises Ballesteros because I really felt like that was – like his first appearance with the Cubs, that was like a lot of hype going on. The fans, everybody was kind of going crazy, and you kind of wondered – I wonder how he is internalizing this. I wonder how he feels. He didn't seem like he was taking his time. He seemed like he was anxious to.
Well,
I'll show
maybe
you.
That created the maybe being over anxious.
Yes.
Because this is not
That's what it is. It's over anxious. Yeah. The adrenaline rush was so much. You didn't see the normal hitter that we saw all spring training. You saw this guy that, you know, was grinding to the max. You can't hit that way.
Maybe that'll be different today. I imagine he'll be in the lineup today. I hope he's in the lineup
today. He should be in the lineup
today. Against a right-hander?
A right-handed pitcher.
If he's in tonight or not, I'll say this. I watched him all spring training, and I made a point of watching him a lot. He can hit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I've been around a lot of hitters in my day of 40 years being in professional baseball. He can hit. And there's nothing you can take away from that kid other than just go give him a bat. He's gonna rake, and that's the way it's gonna be.
So I get why Craig Council would not maybe start a rookie making his second, you know, in major league game against Ryan Weathers, a left-hander who has good stuff. I get that. Help us understand why the Michael Bush decision comes up as often as it does to rest him against left-handers. I think if you're Craig Council, if you're the Cubs, don't you need to know that you're first baseman can hit lefties. Don't you think you're in a point where he in his career where he's going to be?
Is he your first baseman?
Well, whether he's your first baseman or your third baseman, he's in the lineup. He's going to be a hitter in your lineup. He's your cleanup hitter. Okay, we'll get to that in a second. If he's your cleanup hitter, Coombe, don't you need to trust him against lefties?
You do. But going into this season, so roll the clock back to January, and you're looking to sign players to bring them in. Then you get to February, and then you finally sign Justin Turner, right? So you get to Justin Turner, and now you've got to bring him in. You have to give him something and say, these are the at-bats you're going to get, so he knows I'm actually going to be a part of this club. So they did that. You did not know where Michael Bush was going to be in his, you know, the way he was going to react this season. We didn't know he was going to be this guy that's taken a huge step forward offensively and defensively. So you've already given these at-bats to a veteran player. So you have to give him those at-bats. You said you were going to do that. You should do that. Now, is the Michael Bush thing turning into a situation because he's playing really well? Yes, it is. Good for Michael. That's my take on it. You do what you say you were going to do. Michael kind of understood that going into spring. You brought in this veteran guy. Give him his at-bats. Michael's going to be here a long time.
So let's go back to him taking some ground balls at third. And you saw guys as they're walking off the field. I love that
what's with the – No.
But you saw even the outfield. Everyone stopped. Everybody's like – what is he doing over there taking grounders at third? David has been calling for that pretty steadily because if Ballesteros is going to have a gig, then he's going to probably need a spot to play. He feels that he could play some first base. Now he's fairly short. You don't see a lot.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe, without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
No shot blocker, and I'm right under 6 foot.
Yeah.
5'7" might be pushing. There's nowhere Steve Garvey's in the world that I'm sure I'd play.
I was saying, when Dansby threw that ball over the head, I was like, oh boy, that's not the guy you want at first base if he's going to throw like that. But tell us why no third base.
So my take is a couple things. One, I think, Michael, you've asked Michael last year, who played some second base with the Dodgers and moved what was known as a hitter, moved him to first, and he puts all this time and effort in with our infield instructors and turns himself into a really good first baseman now. That just happened. Now you're going to say, because of need, we're going to take this really good first baseman and a guy who's key to our infielders and move him to a spot that he really is uncomfortable and throwing the baseball. And now you've made two spots with good hitters weak instead of having one good and then trying to fill that spot over there. I think you just figure out third base and you leave what's the strength strong.
Devil's advocate. So that's good. You're assuming he's uncomfortable playing third base. He's a very good athlete. He did play second in the Dodgers system.
Very good athlete.
He's very adaptable. You also may be lengthening your lineup even more by getting two really dangerous left-handed hitters in the, I don't know if in the middle of it, but in it.
I agree about the hitting part. Yeah. The hitting part I got no problem with. The defensive part, I would say you're not looking at him to be an everyday guy. If that stretches out a game and he goes over there because you need him to on occasion, that's a different story than saying we're going to move him to third base and try to fix that spot. I would not – that is not something I think you do at this point.
But I believe Rafael Devers said that anyone can play there.
No, how's that working out? he
wouldn't move to first.
Do you think that Matt Shaw, he hit two home runs last night at Iowa. Do you think that games like that announce that he's ready to come back? Or do you think the Cubs have to wait until they know beyond a shadow of a doubt that he's ready to come back? But when do you ever know, Coon? When do you ever know?
I think you send your scouts down there and you pay attention to what he's doing and you read the daily report. I'm not a big analytics guy. I talk about that on the air. You know, I didn't grow up in that era of baseball. My eyes do the scouting for me. If you're watching him, there's one analytics stat to me that really stands out with someone like Matt. So you look at how he's doing down there, and you can look at, I'm not a launch angle guy, but there's an exit velocity thing. How hard is he hitting the ball on a regular basis? Is he squaring the ball up, or is he getting three hits and two of them are bloops and then one ball squared up? If you're not hitting at a really high level in AAA, what are you going to do here?
Right.
That's my thing. So that's one of the analytic stats that you can look at from Chicago and get an idea of how he's doing in Iowa.
Do we know how he's doing with
I've heard, you know, he's hitting 250. The other day, before the off day, he was hitting 257. I think he had one home run or two. He hit two the other day. Mm-hmm. The wind was howling out where he was at. I saw the swings, and he squared the ball up. He's quieting things down, right? He had a lot going on. We talked about that. That, crazy. To me, wasn't the biggest issue. The biggest issue is when his front foot gets down. You can, you know, there was a great hitter that I played against here with the White Sox for years, Harold Baines, Hall of Famer now.
Yeah.
Harold moved, everything moved when Harold was hitting, until the ball started coming to him, and then he went whoop and locked in, and he could hit lefties, righties, it didn't matter. A lot of movement. You can hit that way. Okay. It's not easy, but it has to stop when you start recognizing the pitch, and your front foot has to get down early so then you can swing at what you're seeing and not reacting in your body moving the wrong way. That's
interesting. Because that's what I was saying earlier in the year. It reminded me of, you remember Paul Edinger? He had this corkscrew field goal kicking. I remember talking to Dave Tobe when Edinger kind of went off the boil, and I'm like, what are you going to do with him? And he's like, listen, I'm looking at tape. No one kicks like that. I don't know when he's supposed to. Yeah. He's like, I'm trying to, you know, take a look at the video. And there he is over it. He looks like his leg turned slightly. It's so unconventional.
How do you fix something when you don't have the owner's manual?
And that's what I,
that's right.
What, just from the naked eye looking at him, like, oh, God, like what? How do you make that work? If that goes off the boil, what is it you tell him? Hey, knock it all off. Yeah. I mean, I don't know what it is.
Well, Harold Baines had Walt Reniak.
Yes.
Great hitting coach.
Yes.
Charlie Lau was right before that. So you had two of the most iconic hitting coaches of all time. And that was something that guys were doing then. What Matt's doing now, guys aren't doing that. So you're not having a lot of hitting coaches that are
Who was the best hitting coach you had?
I was Carlton Fisk.
Oh, really?
I ended up working with Pudge in the winter for years, and then adapted that concept of Charlie Lau and Walt Reniak into what I did. And I couldn't hit like Pudge and Ron Kittle were big, tall guys.
Yes.
When I was not. I was short, stocky, strong. So I had to take some of their theories and some of that and mold them into what was going to work for me and, you know, kind of figure that out.
Why was Carlton Fisk so committed to making the Twins better?
He made Ron Coomer better. I should send him half my salaries that I should do. But he was, you know, I had a couple guys that I was with. Mike Barnett was Terry Francona's hitting coach. One of the best video guys and watching and looking at you. He was with the Yankees forever during the Mattingly era. And he got me fine-tuned after this time with Pudge to go, you need to do this, this, and this, and then you're going to square the ball. And I went from being somewhat of a prospect to on my way to the big leagues like that.
Is that right?
Yeah.
I'm curious, but, you know, we keep hearing about Miguel Vargas of the White Sox. Yep. He's moved his hands slightly. He's changed his hands. Now, all of a sudden, the guy can hit. The guy was like, you know, you were wondering if he could play baseball. That's how bad things had gotten. And now, all of a sudden, he's discovered something or uncovered something.
A subtle mechanical change has certainly changed the course of his season.
That's what
it can. It happened with the Cubs last year. Amaya was struggling.
Very good.
They took him out of the lineup for an entire weekend. He went to the cage, and Craig Counsell and the hitting group went there. He came out a hitter.
By the same token,
telling
I know
that's, it can happen.
You're the Cubs, but I know you pay attention to everything in baseball. Colson Montgomery, the Sox prospect, just went to Arizona for a couple weeks, worked on his swing, broke it down, and maybe just changed everything mechanically. He's this small sample size since his return has shown some progress. Can a guy save his career by making a subtle change in a couple weeks?
Absolutely. That's what being a young player is all about. My take on it is when you're revamping your team, let's say, and you're bringing in all these young guys, before you do that, you go out and find the best hitting and the best pitching guys to work with your young kids, not the guys in the big leagues. Find the guys that can go down there and make an impact and can look in a cage and go, that's right, that's not right. We need to fix that part. That's how you do that. And then you start creating these kids that can.
Why weren't you ever a hitting coach? Did you ever think about it?
I kind of like this broadcast gig. I interviewed for that. The hitting coach job, you know, they get fired too fast. At least with Mitch, I know I'm going to be here next week.
Don't you blame the hitting coach always? It's so true. It's always like.
Look at every team on both sides of the city. You know, that's the unfortunate part. And I kind of like sitting, you know, that Hughes guy is a pretty good guy to work with.
Yeah, he knows what he's doing. Help us out here. So we got the Cubs playing the White Sox. The Cubs coming off this Marlins series where they scored 5 runs in one inning in the second game, which was great. But if they're not able to come back, that was the first game. The second game, they come back and they win the game. And the takeaway is they can do that anytime. They're that good a team. Then the third game comes and you're sitting there like, okay, now here they go. They're going to have to win the game. How did they lose to the Marlins? Why would they suddenly, from the offensive explosion we've seen against really good teams, get to the weaker part of the schedule? I know I'm asking too much, but why didn't they sweep that team? And frankly, they could have lost that series because that middle game, you needed to kind of have this comeback.
The middle game was a game that they should have done better. There's no doubt. I think you had a great explosion of offense with the Cubs, and we saw it, and it's fun. And when they're on base, because they're athletic, they really put pressure. But, you know, you go through these peaks and valleys, and right now, the offense, this last series, the offense struggled. It really did.
All right.
Coom, thanks for being here.
Absolutely. Yes.
Great stuff. Cubs and Sox later today.
See you guys out at the ballpark, all you guys that are coming out.
45 pregame. Zach, you.
Yeah.
Or as Zach says, Pat, Ron, Cubs, Sox, next.
I always worry he's going to hurt himself when he's screaming like that.
I love that.
And hey, we want everyone to know, don't forget, all baseball fans, head to Coombs Corner in Lockport after tonight's game. You'll get the Yingling Game Day Bucket Specials for $12. Score some Yingling swag. That's Dustin's
dream. I'll buy a Yingling, I promise you. Put it on Mitch's tab.
He's good. Mitch is buying drinks for everyone. Plus, they'll have live music. music later
tonight. We have Johnny
tonight.
Vincent singing tonight.
Who is
Johnny Vincent?
Oh, is that right?
Yeah, Johnny is singing.
Wow,
our anthem singer from the Chicago Cubs. He's,
yeah.
If you've never seen him sing, he sang at Ditka's for a long time. He's been a friend. We grew up together. He's singing tonight.
That's going to be
and
great.
And don't
time.
Miss the postgame party tonight, Coombs Corner in Lockport. This is the man. He is the great human.
Thank you.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.